Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Good morning, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. I am honored to be spending another Friday morning with you, assuming that you are up to date and listening to this podcast on your Friday morning commute to work or on the treadmill or whatever. But hey, whatever time of day or night it is, wherever you are in the world, I am honored that you are investing your most valuable asset, your time, with me. Now, this is the Friday edition of the LeadX Leadership Show, so it's Fan Mail Friday. I get to rant about whatever and take your questions. I'm still out on the road, so I'm just recording this into my MacBook Air. Hopefully the audio quality is okay. I think I should be back in the studio next week. Just so much great stuff going on. We are working hard to launch the iOS app, the iPad and iPhone app version of the LeadX Academy. I leave tomorrow for the Kennedy Space Center. NASA has invited me to come and talk to them about leadership and to interview them and to watch Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket go off to resupply the International Space Station. I mean, hey, you know, I grew up watching Star Trek. I love Star Wars. Anybody is a fan, I guess, of space, but I'm not a super geek about it. So I'm looking forward to this. I feel a little bit like guilty that this opportunity is being wasted on someone who knows so little about the space program. You know, I'm having to learn things like, you know, this is the launch of the Falcon Dragon, and the Falcon is the rocket part, and the Dragon is the spacecraft part that will actually go and dock with the space station. And I was reminded that the Falcon that I'm going to watch launch this week in a couple of days, it has blown up twice already. So hopefully I won't watch this one blow up, although that would be great video for my social media. Maybe my accounts would really blow up as well. Ba-dum-bump, right? So we got a lot of stuff going on, and in just a second, we've got a question from a 50-year-old executive who wants to leave his day job and become an executive coach, and I get a message from Brian about, you know, there's a new manager coming in to take Brian's job, and you know, how does he make sure the new guy doesn't mess everything up? And I got an interesting email exchange, not good news, from my corporate attorney. I'll tell you about that in a lesson learned there. But I've got a request. If you enjoy this show, please tell your colleagues at work. The LeadX Show is the best way to start your day. Tell all your manager friends, all your want-to-be-a-manager someday friends. And I think we cover broad enough topics where anybody who's interested in being a leader, even outside of work, would get a lot of value from our guests. So I really appreciate if you would just spread the word. So this first question I got, I was actually asked not to use the names. I'm not going to read too much of this. But she says, my husband is considering a career change, possibly getting into coaching, mentoring, which I think he'd be really good at. And her husband is 50, she says, and he's doing really well in his day job. And so this would be a big leap. And she wants to know, like, how can he start moving towards this goal? You know, what would I recommend? So there's two different ways to look at this. You know, first of all, when it comes to being a coach or a consultant, you know, there's a lot of great resources out there. Now, I don't consider myself a coach, but I know you could, you know, take courses and become certified by the ICF, International Coaching Federation, I think it is. So if you're interested in this path, you could start by taking courses and then certifying as a coach. There's different programs to do. Lots of good books from Alan Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, on being a consultant. And I would say if you want to be an independent coach or consultant, take a year or two to get ready, because I know all kinds of 50-something-year-olds who take early retirement packages, say, oh, I'm just going to, you know, work half-time, make $100,000 as a consultant, coach, speaker, and they are shocked at how nobody returns their phone calls anymore when they're on the vendor side of things, when they're on the consultant side of things. And so what I say is always, it's about positioning. Position yourself to a niche and in a way that you are the only one who does what you do. Then educate the marketplace. So we can call it marketing, we can call it content marketing. I just call it being really helpful all the time. So you want to write articles and give speeches and post things on social media and send these things out to your Dream 100 target prospects as a way to begin building awareness and a brand as the expert in that one thing that you do. And so, you know, this is something that, and you're always trying to get people back to your website and capture their email address. Now, I explain my entire like personal branding system, from how to write viral articles to emails that get open to developing your brand, all that stuff. All of that is in the LeadX Academy, by the way. Like, I know this sounds like totally hype, but someone who wants to become a coach or consultant, you can make $1 million from that content that I'm sharing you, how to write for Forbes and all this stuff. And so for the, you know, 10, 20 bucks, what is it now, 20 something bucks a month for LeadX Academy, it's a crazy good opportunity. But I digress. So, you know, set yourself up for that. And even if you want to work for another company, I think you want to build your own personal brand. It's easier to build a brand around a person than a company. So good luck with that. Now, I have another question a little bit closer to leadership transition. Brian says, I'm the top manager in a fairly new organization. We have grown fast. Soon, a new manager will join us as my equal to run the specialized unit. My role as manager has encompassed the entire thing since its start. I've set the standards, I've set the tone, the culture, and so on. I'm excited the new manager is going to run the unit and take the load off the rest of us. But how do I make sure that change remains positive as the new manager and I work together? How will all stakeholders see this as a seamless transition? So, Brian, you sound very successful, and I'm sure you're going to just be fine with this transition, regardless of what I say. But it did make me remember a time when, in a partnership firm that I was part of, I got promoted up out of a division that I had founded and started from scratch, and another partner took it over. And it didn't go that well. And at the time, like, there was no obvious thing that I was doing wrong. But when I look back, if I could have given advice to my younger self, I'd say, first of all, you know, take my own ego completely out of it and be thrilled that there's a new person in charge, thrilled that everybody's going to get to grow under a new leadership style and experience. And even if the new leader, you know, if I have a 3-step system and he wants to do a 10-step system, if I say blue is the best color and he says orange is the best color, like, no matter what, like, I would just embrace every radical thing he does, or she, it was a he in my case. But here's what I would do. I would set up from the start, how will the new manager be measured? Like, what are the goalposts for 90 days, 6 months, 12 months? And whether that's sales or profits or defects or employee engagement, like, what will be the objective measures? And then what are the guardrails in terms of how you're going to achieve those results? So there's always, can you get results? But then how did you get the results? And you want to make sure people are getting results in a way that's legal, ethical, and within the values of your organization. So, Brian, again, I think you're set up for success already. And for myself, if advice for myself looking back would be, make sure my ego is aside, establish what success looks like, how, what the guardrails are for how we're going to get to success. And then I would just butt out and stay out and say, how can I help? How can I help? Now, if there's a violation of a standard or an agreed upon goal isn't hit, then that's a performance conversation. That's a different thing entirely. Now, I have one more story for all of you. I always like to try to give you a glimpse into the back office things at LeadX. And if there's a lesson learned, I like to try to share that. And while I was traveling just recently, I got an email from my corporate attorney. She was very apologetic, and it was a problem. Now, this is an ongoing matter, so I can't be very specific about it. And it's not like I'm suing anybody or anybody's suing me. It's about intellectual property. Let's say we're trying to go for a patent on something. So her initial work was to research this and to prepare documents, and she said, there's going to be no problem. We're going to do this thing. And, you know, so there's significant time and thousands of attorney dollars investing in this thing that's very important to the very, very important to the long-term success of LeadX. And then while I'm on the road, I get an email, very apologetic, saying, hey, we heard back from the government office and there's a problem. And, you know, there's this there's some facts we didn't know about. You can tell I'm choosing my words carefully. And she says, I have no idea how we missed it and how we didn't know about it, but this thing has cropped up and they're only going to give us what we need with some restrictions. And the restrictions aren't great, but she explained, like, we need to accept this new plan because it's our best alternative moving forward. And whether it costs us some time and money down the road, it might, but we would have to lose that time and money right now to change our course. And, you know, I sent her back a line emails, you know, thanking her for the work and the update and that, you know, yeah, okay, sounds like we need to move forward as she recommended. And she sends me back an email saying, you know, you're so great to work with. I just want to thank you for taking all of this in stride. Now, I laughed and replied back that, yes, I have been told by many that I tend to be sort of unemotional. I tend to be very stoic. I joked that she thinks it's a good quality, but my girlfriend doesn't always think it's a good quality. And, you know, for those of you who have been following along in our Big Five personality work, and we launched the Big Five personality assessment, you know, one of the Big Five, the domain is negative emotion. Originally, it was called neuroticism, but people got neurotic when we used the word neurotic. So we changed the name to negative emotion. And I'm really low on negative emotion. So it's, you know, I'd like to say, like, oh, I'm, you know, meditated and became all zenned out. But, it, you know, it's just my personality, I think, more than anything. But it's something I embrace and I see the value in. It goes back to that thing that I come back to, you know, whether you're doing a startup like I am, whether you are overworked and overwhelmed in a big corporate job that, you know, there's never enough time in the day, whether you're traveling like crazy, whatever your thing is, and we all have that thing, we can react in the moment to things. Like, I could have really reacted to this news from the attorney. I mean, I could have been depressed. I could have been upset. I could have been mad at her for not having all the right facts up front. I could have fired her. Whatever I could have done, that would not have helped the situation. It would have made it worse. It would have cost more time and more money. So if ever in these moments that become emotional, instead of reacting, you know, we can pause and then choose to respond. And we choose to respond in a way in which we work the problem. Now, what I was amused about is the way she said, take it in stride. And that phrase kind of got in my head for a few days, because I think there's a lot of wisdom to that. It's taking what life throws at us in stride, especially business stuff. I mean, who cares, right? So take it in stride. It's not that we get hit with the news and we fall down, you know, in depression, or that we lose our path in anger or distraction or confusion or negative emotion. It's that we're trying to get to a place. So we're walking with purpose. We're moving with purpose. We are walking with a stride, and we get this negative news and we take the bad news in stride. Doesn't mean we ignore it. Like, we objectively looked at our options and picked the best option and we kept walking forward. And it goes back to that idea that you really can't lose in life. You know, you win or you learn. The thing that you are most scared of is often a signal. Fear is a signal that is where the adventure is. That is where the upside is. And our fear is what holds us back. But if we just keep moving in stride, if we take everything in stride, then it's okay. And I just thought that was a great reminder for me, even though she didn't intend for it to be a reminder. Hey, that's all I got for this week's LeadX Leadership Show. I hope you've had a great week. I hope you have a great week coming up. And you know what? I want to get better on Instagram. Odd, right? Better on Instagram. But I know all of you have an Instagram account, or at least, I don't know, all of you under age 35 have an Instagram account. So I'm trying to get better. Now, LeadX has its own Instagram account at LeadX Life. So you can follow, and we promote our free course of the day if you're ever wondering what the course is, some behind the scenes footage, etc. But I'm trying to do a better job of showing behind the scenes things and sharing my own life and my writing life over on my Instagram page. So look me up. I'm Kevin Author, K-E-V-I-N, author at Instagram. And follow my page and reach out. I'll try to follow you back, send me a note, and you will give me some positive reinforcement over on trying to, you know, blow up IG just a little bit. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you will remember, leadership is influence, so we are leading whether we want to or not. The question is, will you be mindful this weekend about your influence and how you are leading others?